Organizational behavior is a combination of responses to external and internal stimuli by a person as an individual or as a part of a group. This is a brief introductory tutorial that explains the methodologies applied in the rapidly growing area of organizational behavior in an organization. Organizational behavior, OB, can be defined as the understanding, prediction, and management of human behavior both individually or in a group that occur within an organization. Internal and external perspectives are the two theories of how organizational behavior can be viewed from an organization's point of view. In this tutorial, we will be learning in detail about both the theories. Importance of OB. While working in an organization, it is very important to understand others' behavior as well as make others understand ours. In order to maintain a healthy working environment, we need to adapt to the environment and understand the goals we need to achieve. This can be done easily if we understand the importance of OB. Following points bring out the importance of OB. It helps in explaining the interpersonal relationships employees share with each other as well as with their higher and lower subordinates. The prediction of individual behavior can be explained. It balances the cordial relationship in an enterprise by maintaining effective communication. It assists in marketing. It helps managers to encourage their subordinates. Any change within the organization can be made easier. It helps in predicting human behavior and their application to achieve organizational goals. It helps in making the organization more effective. Thus, studying organizational behavior helps in recognizing the patterns of human behavior and in turn throw light on how these patterns profoundly influence the performance of an organization. There are three major factors that affect OB. The working environment being the base for all three factors, they are also known as the determinants of OB. The three determinants are people, structure, and technology. People. An organization consists of people with different traits, personality, skills, qualities, interests, background, beliefs, values, and intelligence. In order to maintain a healthy environment, all the employees should be treated equally and be judged according to their work and other aspects that affects the firm. People. An organization consists of people with different traits, personality, skills, qualities, interests, background, beliefs, values, and intelligence. In order to maintain a healthy environment, all the employees should be treated equally and be judged according to their work and other aspects that affects the firm. Technology. Technology can be defined as the implementation of scientific knowledge for practical usage. It also provides the resources required by the people that affect their work and task performance in the right direction. All companies function within a given internal and external environment. Internal environment can be defined as the conditions, factors, and elements within an enterprise that influences the activities, choices made by the firm, and especially the behavior of the employees. While external environment can be defined as outside factors that affect the company's ability to operate. Some of them can be manipulated by the company's marketing, while others require the company to make adjustments. The concept of OB is based on two key elements, namely nature of people, nature of the organization, nature of people. In simple words, nature of people is the basic qualities of a person, or the character that personifies an individual. They can be similar or unique. Talking at the organizational level, some major factors affecting the nature of people have been highlighted. They are individual difference. It is the managerial approach towards each employee individually, that is one-on-one approach and not the statistical approach, that is, avoidance of single rule. Example: manager should not be biased towards any particular employee, rather should treat them equally and try not to judge anyone on any other factor apart from their work. Perception: it is a unique ability to observe, listen, and conclude something. It is believing in our senses. In short, the way we interpret things and have our point of view is our perception. Example: Amon thinks late night parties spoil youth, while Anamika thinks late night parties are a way of making new friends. Here we see both Amon and Anamika have different perception about the same thing. A whole person, as we all know that a person's skill or brain cannot be employed, we have to employ a whole person. Skill comes from background and knowledge. Our personal life cannot be totally separated from our work life, just like emotional conditions are not separable from physical conditions. So, people function is the functioning of a total human being, not a specific feature of human being. Motivated behavior, it is the behavior implanted or caused by some motivation from some person, group, or even a situation. In an organization, we can see two different types of motivated employees. Positive motivation, encouraging others to change their behavior or say complete a task by luring them with promotions or any other profits. Example, if you complete this, you will gain this. Negative motivation, forcing or warning others to change their behavior else there can be serious consequences. Example, if you don't complete this, you will be deprived from the office. Value of person, employees want to be valued and appreciated for their skills and abilities, followed by opportunities which help them develop themselves.